Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is when you listen to this broadcast. Welcome to The Watchman. My name is Joseph Kableta as we continue with our study of the end time and the times in which we live. Very, very important times that we live in. And we are continuing now, of course, with the study of the book of Revelation. And last time I talked about the grouping of 10, which the scripture talks about. And I showed you it's from Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7. It's in Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 13, and Revelation chapter 17, about three times talking about a grouping of 10. And we are looking, who are these 10 strong units? Because it says 10 kings who have not yet got a kingdom. So we are saying, who are these kings who haven't yet got a kingdom? And what kingdom is it that they are going to get? But it says in the scripture that they are of one mind to give power to the beast, to the Antichrist. They are of one mind to give power to the Antichrist. And so we're looking at, we're just continuing a bit at that, and we're doing a study. Remember, it says he was a mind of wisdom. It said that in Revelation chapter 17, to understand the seven mountains and the seven and the ten kingdoms. It says he who has, who here is a mind of wisdom. Now, that means we have to study it a bit. Wisdom of understanding. Not so much that it is going to be revealed, but you have to study it. Of course, you can get revelation of it, but it will come mostly through study. And that has been my experience with these things of end time. A lot of it, or a lot of the revelation concerning it comes when you study. And that time we talked about so the 10 groupings, and there were a few things here we talked about towards the end, which I'm just going to run through here, just to refresh your memory, and then we start with our subject for today. And one of them was that man, Klaus Schwab, who started the Davos World Economic Forum in that city in Switzerland, talking about the fourth industrial revolution, which is about connecting human beings to robots or to artificial intelligence, and kind of making us one with artificial intelligence. I read this quote from him last time. I'm just going to repeat it for purposes of emphasis. In the fourth industrial revolution, technologies will not stop at becoming part of the physical world around us. They will become a part of us. Today's external devices, from wearable computers to virtual reality sets, will almost certainly become implantable in our bodies and brains. Exoskeletons and prosthetics will increase our physical power, while advances in neurotechnology will be able to advance our cognitive abilities. We will become better able to manipulate our genes and those of our children. These developments raise profound questions. Where do we draw the line between human and machine? What does it mean to be human? And that's the end of the quote. I told you then at the time that this is all about, you know, implantable technology. Of course, we know that what the scripture says about all this. So they're talking about implantable technology. First of all, technology is outside your body and it's good and it helps you do a lot of things. You can, you know, access a lot of material, including this message, through technology. But then they say that's not enough. Now we have to implant the technology in our bodies and in our brains. And then it says it gives us more cognitive ability. In other words, we can enhance the speed at which our brains think and recognize so many things through technology. Now they are getting closer and closer and deeper and deeper into you. It enhances our physical ability, so you can be stronger, you can do things you couldn't do in your natural body, and somehow you seem to surmount all the problems of humanity. Now that's the fourth industrial revolution, and now you're going into something called superhuman, above human. Now remember what it is Jesus said in the book of Mark chapter 17, that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Remember what happened in the days of Noah, when the sons of God, as they are called, which are the angelic beings, came and had intercourse with women and gave birth to children. And then those children were superhuman, or were giants. They could do things which were beyond human. So now, that was achieved in that way during that time. But now it's going to be achieved in a different way, because everything we are doing now is kind of take. And so we are moving in that direction where people are going to be half human, half machine. Okay? That time, you know what happened? The people were corrupted. The whole system was corrupted. And remember what it called for? It called for the judgment of God through the flood. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. So we see what it was like in those days when everybody, and says Noah and his family were the only ones who were seen to be pure, whose blood had not been contaminated by those genes of the giants. So they were the ones who were spared after the flood, and they were the ones from whom, you know, the rest of the world, procreated and came around after that. So these are very, very interesting times we are living in right now, and they are happening right before us. Then this same man, Klaus Schwab, goes on to say, the mind-boggling innovations triggered by the fourth industrial revolution, from biotechnology to artificial intelligence, will redefine what it means to be human. Absolutely, no doubt they will. Now, the next thing also that is going to be done, and they are pushing very hard for the year 2030, I'm going to go into the scripture which we are going to be reading for this time, but I'm just jogging you through a bit of what we should have spoken last time, if my time had allowed us. Next thing, they are moving into automobiles, because one of the purposes of this new world order thing is to limit the amount of movement that a person can make. So they are going to take away all personal means of transportation, so that everything is done through public means, except for the few. So all personal means of transportation and things like that, all of them are going to be very, very limited. So now they are saying that they are going to do away with cars altogether in California and New York by the year 2030. Now, of course, these are the most liberal states in the U.S., but then also Minnesota has joined in, and they are saying they are going electric. So they will only be using electric cars, and then it will only be self-driving. Then they say in 10 years, most of us will be afraid to drive. That's what they claim, because, apparently machines will be more effective, because machines will communicate between one another, in as much as drivers cannot communicate with one another. For instance, if you're driving on this highway and another driver is coming the other way, the only communication you have is through seeing what he is doing through the movement of his car and adjusting accordingly. If he changes lanes and comes into your lane, then you're only going to see that in as far as it comes within an eyeshot. But then, if machines, they can communicate with one another all through. So apparently there will be less and less, almost negligible number of accidents when machines take over. So at some stage they will even ban humans altogether from driving. And that means all the driving is done through technology. Everything is done through technology. So this is what I'm telling you. There have been different ways in which the world has been governed. I'm just going to mention a few here so that you understand what it is we are talking about. First of all, there was the means of aristocracy, mostly, you know, for the nobles, and, you know, you were born into a position of leadership or kingdoms and so on. And, if you were born a servant, you were going to be a servant. If you were born a leader, you were going to be a leader. It was all about how you were born. Then, of course, eventually, especially at the time of the Roman Empire, when Christianity was adopted as the cardinal religion of the Roman Empire, we got into some kind of theocracy, where you are governed by according to the tenets of one religion or one religious belief system. But that really became true when Islam came, because now Islamic countries for most of the time have been theocracies, where the religion and the governance are one and the same. So there are laws for the country which are based on religion, that's theocracy. Then came the democracy of the Greeks. And now democracy is the one which, of course, everybody is in favor, you know, seems to favor in this time. One man, one vote, everybody is equal. You as, regardless of how rich or poor you are just as, you know, entitled to determine your leadership. And so democracy has survived and been promoted as the best thing, and people are fighting for democracy all over the world and so on and so forth. But then now we are going into another kind of leadership called technocracy. Now, we are not ready for this. We are not quite ready for this. But the people who have been planning it for quite a while now, and it's called a technocracy. And now this one, unlike the previous ones, there is no escape route. And they are trying to circle, and they have been doing this for quite a number of years, circle around everybody and make sure that everyone is in the swoop, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. How does this technocracy work? I'll just continue to giving you a few things about is, first of all, just to give you an overview, in this technocracy, everything you do is enhanced by technology. Now, that might sound like a good thing if you are very, very unlearned in this end time philosophy, but it is also a very easy means by which you are going to be controlled. Because if everything you're doing is online, then everything you're doing is can be controlled by the people who control the internet world. And it is just that simple. No? And they don't even need to control you. They just need to know what it is you're doing, saying, thinking, and so on. And they kind of are inside you more than you think. Because previously, you would sit down somewhere, meet a few people, talk to them, and nobody outside of the people who are there needs to know what you said. Or you could go and exchange money with somebody, give somebody money, and the person goes and uses the money, and nobody outside of the you two know that there was an exchange of money. But increasingly, none of that is going to be possible if these people have their way. And I'm telling you, they will eventually have their way. But as I told you last time, they will only have their way when the church is out of the way. Because as long as the church is in the way, then the Spirit of God is here. And he really puts a cap on what it is they can do. But they will try. They will try nonetheless. You have to give that to them. So no privacy. It is purely surveillance system. Everything you do is surveilled. Everywhere you go, you're under surveillance. Every person you interact with, you're under surveillance. And so that's how it is. And it is a system of total control. And it is called, it's worse than a dictatorship. It is worse than a theocracy. Because those ones were only based, you know, on propaganda and propagating certain things. This one enters you in every way possible. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what this is. So, just giving you a bit of how this works. This man, again, Schwab, because the ability of new tech to literally become part of us, involving curious mixes, curious doses of digital analog life that will redefine our very nature. Listen, this is what they're interesting in defining our very nature. Remember, it's about changing who we actually are as human beings. And he says redefining what it means to be human. And this is what the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, when human beings ceased to be human. Then he says these technologies will operate within our own biology and change how we interface with the world. They are capable of crossing the boundaries of body and mind. Wow, that's interesting. You know that scripture which says that the word of God is, you know, like a double-edged sword and cuts to the, you know, to the splitting of, you know, soul and spirit and soul. Now these ones want to go that deep, crossing the boundaries of body and mind, enhancing our physical abilities. We talked about that. Now all this is based on one thing and one thing only: transhumanism. Transhumanism being people becoming cyborgs, half human, half technology. And then also I was reading something interesting which fits into this, and I didn't speak this last time, and they say that the US Pentagon scientists have developed an implant that can be put under people's skins to detect COVID-19 virus. So they see it, they detect it very fast, and they get rid of it very fast. Remember, they are riding on the wave of COVID to push a lot of things that they could not push without this scaremongering technique that is COVID. I'm calling it scaremongering because obviously the number of deaths, and everything has been grossly overstated. And that's not me. That's according to the Center of Disease Control in America, which said 94% of the people who are said to have died of COVID actually just died with COVID. Which means some of them could have died. Some of them had gunshots, and they said it was COVID, which killed them because they had COVID. Maybe when they died, you know, heart disease, heart attacks, all those sicknesses. People were registered as COVID. That's not according to me. That's according to the CDC. He said only 6% of them had COVID as the primary cause of death. 6% of all the deaths that have been flaunted in your face. That's not according to me. Go and check. Center for Disease Control in America. That's according to them, not me. So, so now they are saying this thing to implant under people's skins. The Pentagon scientists have developed this powerful implant which they are going to, you know, push and put under people's skins. Now we are getting very, very close. We are getting very, very close. Actually, close enough for me to want to read for you our, you know, scripture for today. And then I'll get back to that a bit. So we are getting from Revelation 13. We are still in Revelation 13. And we are going to stay there today for this whole entirety of this message and probably even the next two, because it is very important for the times in which we are living. He says, "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth." Now this is verse 13. Although what I'm interested in is a bit long, a bit below, but I'll start from here. And I start again. "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth and by these signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived." Verse 15. "He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed." So now we are seeing here a repetition of some of the things which we've seen in scripture before. He says there was an image made to the beast. Now, this is kind of like Nebuchadnezzar's image. And remember, Nebuchadnezzar, in chapter 3 of the book of Daniel, was a kind of the Antichrist. And he made an image of gold. The king called everybody. In other words, he called all magistrates, all satraps, all governors, everybody. In other words, he called the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature. All of them, the wise men, and all the decision makers, to the dedication of the beast. And then when they came to dedicate the beast, it was made into law, because all legislature was there, all judiciary was there, magistrates and satraps and so on, and all the executive was there, all the way up to the king, governors and so on, all of all his provinces of the Babylonian kingdom, all the 120 something, I think 129 provinces, if I'm not mistaken, were there. So it was turned into law. And then they said, whosoever does not worship the beast will be put to death immediately. Remember that? Will be put in a fiery furnace. Now, the interesting thing about Nebuchadnezzar's image, which we see here also, apart from the side, the fact that that image, whoever does not worship it, bow down and worship it when the, you know, the instruments played, is put to death. There are other similarities here. For one, that image, remember, it was made of, it was 60 cubits tall, and it was 6 cubits wide, and was worshipped when 6 instruments are played. Very interesting. 60 cubits tall, 6 cubits wide, and was played when 6 instruments were played, which were mentioned throughout the scripture. Now it says, "And those who did not worship it were thrown into the fiery furnace." Now read Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. Of course, nothing is new under the sun, the scripture says. So, what we are seeing right now is what has been done before. Not exactly the same way, but in a kind of similar way. So he says he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Wow, the image of Nebuchadnezzar did not speak. This one is going to speak. And it is going to speak because the false prophet, who is the false prophet, will be able to give power to this image to kind of speak. Remember, we are talking about times when there will be miraculous things performed by the kingdom of darkness. Okay? Because it says he deceives those who, in verse 14, says he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. And he does miraculous things and tells all the people, worship the beast. It says even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And then all these things happen. And then everybody is like, wow. Okay? And those are people who are already in the process of deception. Because I'll tell you this. If any person by the Spirit of God did what Elijah did those years ago and caused fire to come down on heaven, if anybody did it by the Spirit of the Lord, all the media houses will call him fake. What? These are weird people, fake people. It's a lie. What? Propaganda. They will come up against him big, big, big time. But now when the false prophet comes and causes fire to come down, you will see him being praised on CNN and BBC. Wow, what, you know, because the world listens to its own. Okay, when it is done by a demonic spirit, the world will listen to it and the world will venerate it. And, you know, put it up there and put it in people's faces. Oh man, you know. So the process of deception is already well underway. And the people who have chosen to take that direction are only going to find themselves going deeper and deeper, and they will not know when to stop, all the way until that mark is put in their forehead or in their right hand. And at that time, it will be too late. There is no place for repentance. After that, the scripture is very clear about that. Once you take the mark of the beast, there is no place for repentance. That is guaranteed hell. The Bible is very clear about that. Anybody who takes the mark of the beast, Revelation 14:9, it says, anyone who takes the mark of the beast, you cannot say, oh, sorry, I took it, but now I want to repent. No, no way back. The scripture is clear about that. So, that's why Jesus said, beware of deception. Every time they asked him about the end times, what will the signs of the end be? What was it that he would say next? Beware of deception. Beware of deception. Everywhere in the Gospels, when they would ask Jesus, in the book of Mark, in the book of Matthew, in the book of Luke, everywhere, tell us what are the signs of the end time and the end of the age. Then the first thing he would say, beware of deception. Because deception comes in small doses. It comes with you choosing to believe certain things which are put up there. Then when somebody comes with something which is so clear cut and so scriptural, then you come up and say, oh, that's conspiracy. And now that's the word the devil is using to send people into hell, conspiracy. When it is clear cut, when it is just a Google search away, somebody will still call it conspiracy. Why? Because he has not seen it on CNN. And now, like that is somebody who has chosen his path. That's why you cannot save everybody. Some people have chosen the path of the enemy and they will go down that road. Not because God does not want them. He wants them. He wants them more than they can imagine. He wants everybody. You know, he wants everybody to be saved. But some people have chosen. And you know, he gave us the free will, the power to choose. And some people will choose to go with the enemy. That's just the way it is. And our work is to warn as many as possible before the choices have been, you know, etched in stone, so that as many people as possible can be saved from the blazing fires of hell. That's our duty, and that's what we set out to do. Verse 15, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Now interesting things here. I'll read verse 16 again. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave. Now, I want you to notice this. Small and great, rich and poor, free and slave. There are no in-betweens. There is a very clear demarcation. You are either small or you're great. There is no middle class. You're either rich or you're poor. You know? You're not there, corporate. No. You're either rich or poor. You're either free or slave. Now, this is in the time where we are going. Free or slave, okay? To receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And it is specific here, right hand or forehead. Right hand or forehead. And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So now you know this scripture, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the beast or the number of his name. Now some of these things are so incredible when we see them unfolding in our time, because we used to teach about them. I remember starting teaching about end time 20 years ago, and the things sound like they will be in another lifetime. Now here I am, still very much alive, very well, and now I am seeing them unfolding right before my eyes. It is spectacular. Some of the things we are seeing here, very spectacular. I'll read verse 16 and 17 again before we go into explaining to you how all these things work and how they're unfolding in our time, so that you get an understanding of them that is deep. So he says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay. Now that's the scripture. Now let's go on to some of the things which are happening here. By the time I went to the scripture, I told you that Pentagon scientists have developed an implant, apparently to be put under your skin, in your body, which can detect COVID before it comes. And it detects it and, you know, smashes it out. So now they are going to use this as a way. Remember, they have said no going back to normal. And the whole going back to normal, because they know they are waving something in front of you. It's like telling your kid, you know, that there is this chocolate, you know. But first go and bathe, and then first go and eat your food, then you take this chocolate. Then the kid will go very fast and take a shower, then sit down and eat food. And then now imagine if you're so sinister that after the kid eats the food, you say, no. Now you have to first finish your homework also. Then he says, okay, then he finishes the homework. Now the chocolate, no. Now before you take the chocolate, you have to also first maybe perhaps do something else. Then do something else. That's what these people are doing to us. Remember when they closed down, locked down, and everybody's under lockdown, they said, this is a 2 to 3 week study period as we see what will happen. And then they lock people down. Then they say, we have to first flatten the curve. Guess what? The curve got flat almost 9 months ago and has been falling very, very fast like a shooting star. Then they say, no. Even if now the curve has been flattened, we are still not going to get you back to normal. Now, what you have to do is wait for vaccines. When the vaccines come, then you'll go back to normal. Then people wait. 1 year passes, then what? Then finally vaccines. Then some people have actually gone and been vaccinated. Some people have decided to go and be vaccinated and so on. Now they say, until a certain number of vaccines, people have been vaccinated, we are not going back to normal. Remember, it's like the chocolate. You want us to go back to normal. You want to go back to work, you know, to go and open your businesses and have, you know, be able to go and, go out and move the way you want. So they say when this number of people have been vaccinated. Now, eventually, after scientists have discovered something to go under your skin. Now, this one does not only prevent you from COVID. This one even detects the COVID before it even comes to your body. It's almost as if it's prophetic. On the scientific prophetic, it detects the COVID before you go and read it. It's there. Just go and Google. US Pentagon scientists develop an implant to go under the skin to detect COVID-19. It's there. And then it detects. So now they say, if you take this under your skin, then finally we can be sure that now you're going to be free from COVID. Then you go back to the new normal. Now, you might actually do not. Some people will still be fooled to go and take that. Then afterwards, they'll come up with something else. But in the meantime, some of them are actually saying they will never be going back to normal. There is a new normal, what they call the Great Reset. But some people are still saying, we'll go back to normal. This thing is all going to pass away. It will, but by the power of God. It is not going to pass away by you listening to them. It is going to pass away by people refusing to be deceived. Because these people can only do things to the extent that they can convince people about them. And there are some people who have just decided to be sheep for these new world order people. Walk into everything. And when you come up with some reasoning that is very clear cut, they will say that's conspiracy. What is conspiracy by today's definition? Anything that goes against the grain of the new world order propaganda is called conspiracy. They can tell you anything. Because they can tell you anything they want about anything, and that is apparently proper. But when you come up with any sort of argument against, that's conspiracy. So you believe what you want. Ultimately, it will determine where you'll spend your eternity. Because this is where we are right now. It's not a question of I believe this, I don't believe this. This is about eternity, one way or the other. Then there comes that man again, Bill Gates. And he comes up with a very interesting patent for this COVID thing. I call it interesting because the patent is called WO/2020/060606. Interesting, very interesting. And 060606. Now, I wonder how anybody can stand and say that the Bible is not the inspired, absolutely inspired word of God. Things which were written 2,000 years ago coming to pass exactly. It says it will be 666. And then Bill Gates comes and says 666. And it's there. It is right in your faces, but you still, some people still choose that they want hell. They do not want heaven. Now, you see, that's how it works, because there is a choice to be made here. And I was reading, interesting, this guy called Nikita Mikhailkov, a Russian movie director, and an Oscar winner, actually. He's called Nikita Mikhailkov, says that Bill Gates might be seeking to implant humanity with microchips under the guise of vaccination, seeking to control people and ultimately solve overpopulation. This, of course, has been dismissed as, the word, conspiracy. But it's very true. That's exactly what's happening. Then the patent has been developed by Microsoft. Very interesting. And has recently received international recognition. And, so many people find it alarming. Microsoft patent which is 060606. And it describes a cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data. That's interesting because now they are connecting your body to your currency. Remember what the Bible says? You'll not be able to buy or sell unless you have something under your skin, in your right hand or in your forehead. Now they are saying, according their own description, this is not even falling to their version of conspiracy. This is themselves describing themselves. Okay? Saying that this the patent WO2020/060606 describes a cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Basically a device which can be used to mine some digital coins using one's body. So your body is some kind of bank, or rather it will award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. Wow. Now, this is interesting. Now, some other people actually jumped up and said, no, this is fake. Including, I was amused to learn, tennis legend, a guy called Marat Safin, whom I liked a lot playing tennis. He said, they are preparing people for microchip implants. Very true, Mr. Safin. That's exactly what they are doing. But of course, they are being dismissed as conspiracy. Now, it's interesting to hear what these people come up with in form of defense after that Russian movie director, Nikita Mikhalkov, said that Bill Gates is planning to implant people in the name of vaccines. Now, here is their defense. The patent, WO2020/060606, it's technically not linked directly to Gates. Why? That because he stepped down from the board of Microsoft to focus on running he and his wife Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, that is so stupid. We know he owns Microsoft. Now, they are saying, you know what shows it's not connected to Bill Gates is because he stepped down from the board of Microsoft. How stupid. I mean, that can only convince somebody who has determined he wants to go down that direction. Because, of course, we know who owns Microsoft, who owns majority shares in Microsoft. But the fact that he's not on the board, so some people will say, yeah, it's not linked to Bill Gates. Go ahead, believe what you want. Then it says, neither does it mention microchipping. It says, Now, here is part of their defense. And I'm reading their defense. Neither does it mention microchipping. Instead, describing sensors coupled with a device to register the body activity. How is that even in a defense? Then he says, one alleged purpose of such a technology described is to encourage a healthy lifestyle. So it apparently has sensors and a device inside you to encourage a healthy lifestyle. So if you go and jog a lot and, you know, do planks and do push-ups, then you are awarded a cryptocurrency for exercising. Oh my God. I'm glad that the deception is so see-through that the people who decide to go down this way really want to go down that way. They have just chosen. They have not been deceived. They have chosen. So we have to come out and warn them that this is not a choice of whether to believe. So this is a choice of heaven and hell. And it is being presented before us today, now more than ever before. Remember, there is nothing that can be done unless you believe their propaganda. That's why it's so important. Anyway, so they say, most people are familiar with how Bill Gates made and kept his fortune. Now, they didn't say that. This is me saying, most people are familiar with how Bill Gates made and kept his fortune. He acquired an operating system that was loaded onto your computer. It was widely rumored the U.S. intelligence agencies had some kind of backdoor. But here is how it works. So you buy a computer which runs on Windows. Then it has an operating system under there. Then the simultaneous and sudden explosion of computer viruses then made it necessary for you to regularly update your operating system. Okay? So they put an operating system in the computer, but it has to be updated all the time. That allows Bill Gates and his associates to regularly monitor whatever they want in your software. So everything that's going on in your computer, of course, they are doing, because this update comes, update this. You've seen that even on your phones. Update this, update that. What are you updating? Has the phone been dysfunctional? It is just them. They come up with, you know, new Windows and new, operating systems to enter your phone. So you have to keep on updating for the phone to work. And some of the updates in some of the cheap phones are even forced. You, whether you want it or not, you have to update. That's why the phones are cheap and they are Chinese. Because China is not used to anything called, free will. For them, everything is an order. Take it or take it. Anyhow, so one of the knowledgeable software developers once said in the 1990s when Microsoft really took off, that Microsoft makes terrible software. That's not the word they used. The word they use is one which was, okay, since I'm quoting, it says Microphone makes really shitty software. But of course, the software was not really their business. Their business was accessing and aggregating all your data. Surveillance capitalism is now very much underway. So it's from way back, it was not about them making money through selling software. It was about them making money through data, because now data is the biggest commodity in the world. There was a time it was oil, there was a time it was guns. It has been all sorts of things. Now, the biggest commodity in the world is data, because he who has the data owns the people, and the people are there to be owned, apparently. Now, just as Gates installed an operating system in our computers, now the vision is to install an operating system in our bodies and use viruses to mandate an initial installation followed by regular updates. Have you heard about Dr. Fauci saying that there are going to be annual vaccinations of COVID? This is just this is you becoming the computer. Because when Bill Gates made his computers, the first thing he does is they install an operating system. And then there are all these viruses which have to be uploaded. Yeah, so you have to keep on, upgrading. Now, from the computers to your body. Now, what is going to happen is if they put something inside your body and they call it a vaccine. Some of them are not really vaccines. And then it mandates, after an initial installation, it is followed by regular updates. So that's why Fauci, who is a member of the boards, the whole Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who is one of their board members, comes and says, there has to be, it's not inconceivable that there will be, this is how they start, it's not inconceivable that there will be annual vaccinations. It's not inconceivable. In other words, it might be there. But that's actually what they are pushing for, annual vaccination. So what is annual about which other vaccination is supposed to be annual? So anyhow, how do they do that? It is just operating the system. Only now it's not in his computers, but it is in your body. Now you are the computer. Now we've gone very fast into this technocracy. So I believe that Gates and the big pharma and the biotech industries are literally reaching to create a global control grid by installing digital interface components and hooking us up to Microsoft's new 10 billion cloud and that thing to 060606. Interesting stuff. And that's why you see the power for all this. Everybody wants power. So now, how does this thing work? Let me just try to explain to you. We are studying Revelation 13. Remember, I told you this is not just going through the scripture. This is telling you how these things are going to be implemented. I'll start from verse 15, and then we go back into my notes. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the beast, not worship the image of the beast, to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, as free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Revelation 16:17. Okay, let me go back to some of the interesting things we are talking about here. Now, there are different people who are working together. Remember when I told you that the kings without a kingdom might not necessarily be countries? I didn't say that for sure. I just said they might not necessarily be countries. I'm trying to stop thinking outside of the box in my research of who these kings without a kingdom are mentioned in Revelation chapter 17. But you see, there are five major players in this whole pushing towards a technocracy. Five major players, and they are all linked together, all very linked together. And I'm going to tell you who these players are. Number one are the technology people, the tech people. That's people all who are involved in tech. They want a complete control of everything that you do. Now, and a technocracy, remember, is worse than a dictatorship, because here they first push everything online, and then now they have power to control you because you cannot communicate in any other way apart from online. At first, it was voluntary. You can communicate on Facebook or you cannot. You can meet somebody for coffee. You can send them an inbox. You can communicate on WhatsApp. Or you can just call them and meet them up for dinner and what. So it was all. But now what if they stop all that? And now the only communication you have in between people is through technology. And that technology is first of all monitored and then controlled by these very people. And all very, very centralized to control the whole world. Now this is where we are heading and it's very real. So the tech people are the number one people up there. That includes, these Microsoft people or, Twitter, Facebook. Okay, Twitter and Facebook are part of the communication. But anyhow, the tech people, the people who build all the technology necessary. And it's very big. The second one are the military who are involved in creating space operations and, and operation warp speed and building satellites. Because without satellite, none of this is possible. It's all made possible through satellite. Also among tech people, I must add, they are the people who are creating 5G technology, especially now, which is very much linked to China. Okay, originated in China, they are the ones who seem to be ahead, because 5G technology is very important in this surveillance mechanism. There is very little that could be done with the current 4G. 5G takes it higher, much, much higher, makes the surveillance much easier. Now, with the help of satellites, which are being put up by the military, and space operations and satellites and all that, and the tech people, this is all coming to head. The third category, remember, the first are the tech people, the second are the military, the third are the big pharmaceutical who are in the business of basically modifying DNAs through certain things. So they come up with, and big pharmaceutical industry is very, very powerful. They have borrowed into people's mind systems. People no longer believe anything is possible without big pharma and some of their products and so on. So, and they are very, very important. Now, with the help of the technology, okay, and what we are doing, and on that implantable technology, a time comes when even medicines are administered straight to your body without you ingesting them, without going and they prescribe for you, and then you ingest medicine. For instance, what if you're suffering from a sickness, let's say, which requires perpetual medication, let's say like high blood pressure, and you go and get a medication. Now, the time is going to come, not far away from now, by the way, when the doctor is going to be able to prescribe a medicine for you, and then that medicine is automatically uploaded into your system without you having to go there and go to a pharmacy and buy the medicine and then go and ingest it and drink water. No, that's not going to be necessary, because now they have a control. They can put anything in your body. So then you go. Now that means that you can only go to doctors who have been, certified by these big pharma people. So now they determine, they can, and they will use this, of course, to see those who are vaccinated and those who are not are causing, problems, what, no. So the big pharma, very, very much involved in all of this coming together. Number four, very important. Remember, number one, the technology people. Number two, the military for creating satellites, which they need. Number three, the big pharmaceutical industries. Number four, very important, the media. The media and all communication. Now the media, because they are the ones who carry all the propaganda. They will bombard you with whatever it is they want you to believe. They will do what. There was a time during COVID here when, the person who people almost hated the most was Bill Gates, because there were all these things circulating about the things he's doing and what. Then the media came out on an offensive to protect him. They what? And somehow they managed to clean his name in the minds of very simple people. Because the facts, then they say, no, that is conspiracy. And that's the word they will use. You will hear conspiracy all the way until the mark of the beast is put in somebody and he's still crying conspiracy, conspiracy, until it actually happens. So the media people, the propaganda, very necessary. They destroy everybody who doesn't fit into them. They come into this. Any doctor who comes up and goes against the whole grain of how they decided to treat the COVID thing will be shut down completely, denied space in the media, hammered. You cannot share their things on Facebook, on Twitter. Twitter is switching off people. That's actually a dictatorship. Twitter and Facebook switching off people regardless of who you are, as long as you do not align with the New World Order and their plan to give authority to the beast. They are of one mind to give authority to the Antichrist. Now, these are no longer things that are just out there. They are here, right here in our midst. So the media does the propaganda. Then now, the fifth, also very important, central banks. Why are central banks important? Central banks are so important because they are pushing now towards cryptocurrencies. You heard what Bill Gates said, that where they are putting their integrated system in your body so that they can award you cryptocurrency incentives to go and exercise and what, and they give you some incentive. My God. So they are monitoring you exercising and rewarding you with some cryptocurrency. And somehow you think that's okay, not seeing that actually the monitoring is a source of a big problem. I want you to share this message with so many people who really you think can be helped in some of these things, because the Bible is very clear on this. When the Bible says it's the number of the beast, 666, and the mark on the name, and then somebody comes up with a $10 billion investment to create a patent called 060606, which goes into the body, it is not coincidence. This is the word of God. And only the Lord God Almighty could have told these things 2,000 years ago, and they come to pass exactly the way he said they would. You cannot dispute anything here. Now, those who want to dispute have just chosen to go down the path of the enemy, and they will wind up with him where it is he's going to face his judgment. But these things are very clear. How could the Apostle John, even if somebody had done this 10 years ago, okay, let's say 20 years ago, okay, let me push it a bit further. If this had been written in 1950, you'd still say, wow, how did this person know all this? 1950. Now, all of us know the Bible was not written in 1950. It was written, this particular text was written in AD 95. Okay? You can even push it as far as you want to the 17th century when the King James Bible was made. So we know, people look for disputes. How sure are we that it was written in AD 95? Okay, let's give this to you. The King James Bible was written, translated in 1611. Okay, by King James. So imagine if that had been written in 1611. Wouldn't that still be spectacular? But of course, we know it was written in AD 95. So here is my thing. How could the Apostle John, who wrote this text, have seen all these things except he was hearing from the God who created the heaven and earth and the Lord Jesus Christ? So you cannot dispute this. And they come up with the very number he put. And he has the audacity to put a number there, 666. And guess what number they come up with? 666. They cannot even change it. It's the same. So that is, you cannot dispute these things. So I was talking about central banks. And then they create a cryptocurrency. Now here is how they are going to, the last thing they want to control, one of the other things they want to control is currencies. Because remember, everything has to be linked towards what? Towards everything has to be linked towards money, because the scripture says you can neither buy nor sell. Now, we know the world is moving towards cryptocurrencies. I knew that in 2018. I remember when I read on the cover of actually preaching at the Watchman Fellowship, which is every Friday, and I encourage you to attend. It's at Plot 9, Kulubia Close in Bugolobi, not far away from Dolphin Suits. I would encourage you to attend every Friday. We start at 5:30 or 6, and we end exactly at 7:30. So it's just an hour and a half where you can come and learn a lot of things of what the Lord is doing in our time. So I remember when I mentioned this, because I saw on the cover of the Economist magazine in 1998, they said in 20 years from now, there will be a one world currency. And I said, wow, 20 years, that was 1998. So they predicted that there will be a one world currency. And they even called it the Phoenix. They said it would be the Phoenix. So I waited 2018, 20 years from then. And in 2018, the one thing that had been introduced and seemed to be promoted at the time was cryptocurrencies. So I was very suspicious that cryptocurrencies are going to be actually the currency, the new currency that we are going to be using. Now, it turns out I was very right. And actually, people who invested in cryptocurrencies back then seem to have made money. And that's not like I'm giving you an investment decision. I'm just telling you that we are moving inside a time where everything is, this is a technocracy. So money, technology, your health, technology, everything to do with your communication, technology, your movement, cars and what, technology. Driverless cars, everything technology. So it's a real technocracy. How does one man have authority over all the world when that man has control over all those things? He controls what they say, what they think. And now the purpose of all these five institutions which I've mentioned, technology people, military, big pharma, media, and the central banks who create crypto systems, the purpose of all this is to integrate all this, all their systems into your body and into your mind. To integrate them into your body and into your mind. That's the purpose of it. And now when they've done that, it will enter your body and your mind in the form of the mark of the beast. Now, when these people have finalized their cryptocurrencies and their crypto systems, then it becomes very easy for them to do one thing, which the scripture says they'll be able to do. They can switch off all your banking, all your money. They switch off all your money because you're trading in crypto systems and it's controlled by central banks, which are controlled somewhere, you know, at some world headquarters, perhaps in Brussels or somewhere like that. And he can switch off your money if you do not comply. China is already doing something similar to this. They have a social reward system where they surveil everybody. Now they're using cameras and so on, but for now they will use cameras. When the technology is there, they will not have to use cameras. They will put the thing in your body because they need cameras now to, you know, to track your movement. And there are so many million cameras across the world. But that is even not going to be necessary very soon. Because once they know where you're going and see your body, they can determine what you're doing, whom you're, you know, everything you're. Basically, it even implants itself in your mind. And now they can push signals into your mind electronically. Remember, we are going to be like robots. Not we. I'm talking about people. Not me. Definitely not me. And I hope to God not you either. Because that would be, if you've taken the mark of the beast, then you are like robots. So the way you can input that a command into a robot, so shall it be at that time when they input commands into human beings and human beings do certain things. And now that has always been the purpose of the devil. Remember from the Garden of Eden, when God gave everything that God created and made in place, the devil has been trying to undo. You remember it says, God made man out of his image. He made them both. He made them male and female. Now men have gone and created, I don't know how many genders. The last I checked, there were 20-something genders. That is all rubbish. He made them all male and female. Then he says he gave them, you know, then what God gave man was the right to choose. Choose. Here are so many trees. Here is the one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, from which you must not eat. And then he gave them the ability to choose whom to believe. And then God did not stop the devil from coming to tempt Eve. He could have, but he didn't. He let the devil come and talk to Eve. And it's possible that conversation with Eve lasted many years, maybe even thousands of years, when the devil is constantly telling Eve, but did God really say this? And God is letting, why? Because he gave us the power to choose. He gave us the power to choose and the ability to choose. And he can never take that away. Now, the one person who wants to take away our ability to choose what we want is the devil. Now, these people whom we are talking about do not consider themselves to be of the same thing like that. So, the technocracy is built in transhumanism. Transhumanism is taking humans, turning humans into some kinds of cyborg features or some kind of robots. So, it involves digital control system of both the body and the mind. The purpose is to put everything online so that it can be controlled. Church services are online. Everything is online. That way, it's very easy to control it. Digital currency controlled by central bank, which means they can switch you off. And it is tied to your body as well. Remember, I told you that it's tied to your body and also to your cryptocurrency. That's according to that 060606. So they can switch off your currency in any time. So it has also centralized economic and political might. Because before COVID, there were so many middlemen who were making money doing businesses. But now when COVID came and they went and declared people small businesses non-essential, and then they closed them down, it meant that the billionaires, the world's billionaires, in less than a year increased their wealth by 27%. As the rest of the people, the middle people who are providing services here and there, most of the small or middle-scale businesses, all of them were sent to their death, and the power was all vested in the top businesses, which people were using to send for things and so on, the Amazons and so on and so forth. So, and all the communication done that way because you can no longer communicate except through technology because you're stuck at home. And so they were doing their dry run, preparing for all of this. So they kind of removed the middle income, the middle class. But then they did something else. The G7 countries plus China the most powerful countries have also become much, much richer than the poorer countries. So the gap between the great seven countries plus China and the poorer countries, which involves like ours, Uganda, has become much, much bigger. So everything is revolving around that thing. Cryptocurrencies, robotics, satellite, 5G technology. And these people see it in technocracy, and I'm going to finish with it. A human is a resource, labor. So if you are less efficient than they want you to be, they can switch you off anyhow. There's a lot we have to talk about, but we've kind of run out of time this time. Now we have to end this here. But of course, next Wednesday, we'll continue with a bit of this to make you understand the times in which we are living. We will still be in Revelation 13 and exhaust it. Perhaps next week, perhaps the week after that. But do not forget to send this message to anybody who wants to listen, who you think needs to listen to it, and it will be on www.ugwatchman.com. The minute it's up, it will be on ugwatchman.com. You can go there and find the message and share it with all the, download it and share it with everybody who needs to do it. Also, you can sow a seed to this ministry, the Watchman Ministry, and we do encourage you to do that so that we send these messages. We want to put this on radio all across this country, and we need your help to do that. So we need you to sow into us, into this ministry for us to do that. So the way to sow, I'll give you two numbers that you will use if you want to sow. One of them is the MTN one is 0780-292-555. I'll say that again, 0780-292-555. The Airtel one is 0755-292-555. 0755-292-555. Use those numbers, or you can actually go and use to the website www.ugwatchman.com. There are ways that you can donate from that you can sow a seed from there. I hate using the word donate, that you can sow a seed from there to this ministry, and they will show you where, you know, they will put somewhere, you know, where you can follow on the website and you can sow a seed. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening to us, and I hope you've learned something today and you continue learning something as we go through the book of Revelation. In the meantime, have yourselves a wonderful evening. God bless you.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week. Join us at our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Plot 9 Kulubia Road, Bugolobi. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman. On Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources, and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.